When students in the Aspen School District start school this week, they'll see some new faces. I spoke with Superintendent of Schools John Malloy about new staff, why the district may go to the voters, and why the high school gymnasium is out of commission.
So our entire gym floor
will need to be replaced.
Superintendent John Malloy buzzes me into the high school gym. The lights are off and still won't be turned on once school starts. A flood over the summer morphed the wooden floorboards. It happened at a summer basketball camp.
One of the young men took a ball and busted the sprinkler head, causing significant water damage.
So how much water was on the floor?
Oh, I would say a few hundred gallons.
Luckily, the camp was insured. Back in his office, Malloy details some changes students will notice when school starts for the older kids Monday and younger students Wednesday.
We have approximately 30 new employees, and that includes administrators, teachers, support staff.
Attracting those teachers to this area is a challenge, correct, because of the high cost of living here?
The attracting piece is a little easier than the retention piece. The challenge is finding the housing, the affordable housing, in order for them to either take the position or, after taking the position, finding a long tenure with us.
This year, residents in the Upper Valley may see the Aspen School District coming to them for some funding.
We have, by the grace of the community, they have supported a sales tax initiative that went into place in 2012, and it sunsets December 2016. And that was only approved by the Aspen voters. What we have been working hard on is having conversation with county, with Snowmass, and certainly convening a conversation with the city council. So we will be having conversations with the Aspen City Council to see if we can at least possibly get on the November ballot for extending that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.